Let's open in prayer. Lord, I thank you so much that everyone is able to come here this morning. And I thank you for all the youth who were able to come and serve you this morning, Lord. And I also thank you that everyone is able to come to worship you. And I pray now, Lord, as these people hear your word, that you just use me, Lord, and everything I say will glorify you. In your name, amen. So this morning, after seeing a skit, I hope all of us understand that what we were trying to say by "don't be a lampshade." As light's kind of neat, we never think about it. We just go into a room and flip a switch on, and it's the light. But while I was preparing for the message, I was talking to a good friend of our family. He's been a friend of my dad's for about his whole life, and he's a preacher now in Chambersburg. And he was telling me it's neat because when light's given off, it gives off three rays: septorific, calphorific, and lumerific. If you want the real pronunciations of those, you're going to have to go find them yourself because I have no idea how to pronounce them. I did the best I could. And there's three rays and also three in the Trinity. And when you break down light as far as it can go, there's seven colors, which is takes down to Roy G. Biv. And seven is the number of completion. And God created the world or the universe in 7 days. And light was also so important. It was created on the first day. And light is also as white as snow, as true light, as we should strive to be with our sins. 1 John 1:5 says, "This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim it to you, that God is light and in him there is no darkness at all." This one time, a choir director, he had a concert, and afterwards he went out and out to eat with a bunch of the people from the church when he realized that he left his sheet music back at the church. So he decided to go back and get it, and when he went into the church, it was pitch black. But he looked in the sanctuary from the front door, and he saw a dim owl battery-powered candlelight that was still lit from the concert. But it was really faded. The battery was starting to drain out of it. But that dim light was the light that he followed the whole way into the sanctuary so he was able to get his sheet music. And the light of Christ in our lives is just like that candle. No matter how great the darkness is, it can never, ever cover the light of Christ. I don't care how dark it is, the light of Christ is always going to be brighter. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Because we are followers of Christ, his light should also be able to be shown to others each day. We should be the light of the world. So with all this said, God wants us, he wants to use us as light of the world. And so do you think it'd be cool or awesome that right when we accepted Christ, we went to heaven? I mean, like that. Right when we accepted Christ. Nah, it wouldn't be cool. Because God wants us up there with him, but he wants us to show people how awesome he is and how great he is and just how good you'll have it if you follow him. Jesus says in John 9:5, "While I'm in the world, I am light of the world." See, now it's our turn to be like Jesus. He wants us to be just like him. I mean, I sure want to be just like him, and I'm sure almost everyone in this room sure does. And it's just so awesome to be just like Christ. God can even make the smallest servant light. A preacher was preaching to the congregation, and he asked the whole congregation, "Who wants to go to heaven?" And everyone in the room raised their hand except a small boy. And so after the service, he approached the young guy, and he said, "Son, don't you want to go to heaven?" And he said, "Sure I do." But he said, "I thought you were getting up a bus to go up there tonight." He said, "I want to stay down here." And so you could see God can even make the smallest people ready to serve him. And that's how we should all strive to be. Jesus also says in John 17:15, "My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one." So God wants us to protect his people. It's our duty to witness and also minister to the world and each other, even to God by worshiping him. So, how are we the light? 2 Corinthians 4:6 says, "For God who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ." God gave us the light. He wants us to use it. I mean, there's no other reason why he'd give it to us. He's given us the knowledge of him to give to other people, because we have been blessed to have his grace upon us. Now, he wants us to let other people hear about how awesome his grace is. So, Ephesians 5:8 says, "For we were once darkness, but now we are light in the Lord. Live as children of light." This verse is saying those who belong to him is light, pure and true. But now our lives are illuminated by him. Because our lives are illuminated, he wants us to use our light to other people. It probably sounds like I just keep on repeating myself, but that's just the main point of everything this morning, and that's like what we're all trying to get across. So how can we be a warning light to others? I mean, being a light just doesn't mean, you know, showing our deeds and everything. It also means telling everyone about how awesome Christ is and what will happen if you don't accept him. I mean, you just you have to follow him, and it's just as simple as that. But a warning can also, I mean, can almost, you could say, be like a traffic light. You're going down the road, and you see a red light. But your first instinct is put your foot on the brake, because danger could be ahead. But some people might not heed the warning, and they could get into danger by wrecking. Just like a couple months ago, when I was driving down the road, and I looked down at my speedometer, right going through an intersection, and I looked back up, the light was red, and a car was going through the intersection, and I sideswiped them. If I would have just been following the light and not been looking somewhere else where I shouldn't have, if I would have been following the light and listened to its direction and stopped, I wouldn't have been in danger. And that's how we should be to other people. We should be a light to them, a red light to tell them, danger if you don't accept Christ. I'm definitely going to be following that red light from now on. Galatians 5:19-21 says, "The acts of sinful natures are obvious, sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God." And that's just, you know, saying what some of the dangers that, I mean, we all know, like, the dangers and stuff, but people who don't know Christ, they might not know that that's dangerous. So how can we kill the light? I know that it's simple to say when I leave here, yeah, sure, I'll be light of the Christ. I'll be light of the world, sure. But, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's, you're going to leave, and most of the people here this morning might just not even think about this, but that's why we're here this morning, to try to get you in. But some people say they have a light, but you kind of got to say they don't have the electricity, which is God. They need God to plug that plug in for them and give them electricity, give them the light, so they can go to other people. Neat little story. Honest man, he was being tailgated by this crazy woman. I mean, he was right on his bumper. And he came up to a light, and it was yellow, and so he just slowed down and stopped like he should have, and then it turned red. I mean, he could have made it through if he just would have sped up, but he just followed the law and stopped. Well, the woman didn't appreciate it too much, and she kind of just slammed on the horn and started flipping out on him. And at mid-rant, she saw or heard a tap on the window. She looked up, and there was a face of a very serious cop, and she told him that, or he told her that to get out of the car, and he actually arrested her and took her to the police station where she was fingerprinted and searched. A few hours later, another cop came back, and he said, "Ma'am, your arresting officer is out front to see you." And when she got out there, he was there with her personal effects, and he said, "You know, I'm so real sorry, ma'am." He said, "When I saw you blowing your horn and cussing the guy out," he said, "I saw the Choose Life license plate and the What Would Jesus Do bumper sticker along with the Follow Me to Sunday School bumper sticker and the chrome-plated Christian fish emblem, I naturally thought you stole the car. So, see, it's very easy to become a lampshade. And that split second, that lady was a lampshade. Because if that cop was not saved, he's going to look at that lady and be like, and church gets you where? Or Christ gets you where? And people say all the time, I ask people, why don't you go to church? Oh, because they're all hypocrites, all the Christians. You know, but God forgives us, and you just have to get it across to them that God forgives us for what we do, and we should not be afraid to tell those people that. Jesus says in Matthew 5:16, in the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. This verse is simply saying, Jesus saying, don't be a lampshade. Okay, he's not saying that, but with what our theme is this morning, we should actually take it that way, because he doesn't want us to become a Christian and then just sit back in the corner and be like, oh, I'm a Christian. You know, I have eternity with Christ. He wants us to go and show everyone how awesome he is. So after hearing all this morning, are you a lamp? Do you think you're a lampshade? Can people tell you follow God and he's first in your life? Are you a warning to everyone around you? Do you just like see someone who's in darkness and kind of fall back in the in the shadows and afraid of rejection, or they'll make fun of you? What are they going to make fun of you for? I mean, eternity with Christ, who really cares? I mean, if they make fun of you, you did all you can. So just try every single day. I mean, if you see someone, if you've loved someone so much, you're not going to be afraid to walk up to them, even if you don't know the person. And just go up to them and, be a light for them and show them how awesome God can be. I have a challenge for everyone this morning. Are you all ready to be a light to the world? Answer that in your head. Can you leave this place today and go out and work, go to school, wherever you do in the week, and be a light to everyone around you and just show everyone how awesome God is? And when they look at you, just by your deeds, they say, that guy's a Christian, that woman's a Christian. I think it's just awesome if people, whenever someone tells me that, Matt, you go to church, you Christian, they know sometimes. Sometimes, like I said, I have a lampshade on. But people, when they come up to me and ask me that, it feels so awesome that they know that I go to church. Let's close in prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you so much that we were able to come here and serve and worship and serve you this morning, Lord. I thank you that you have given us the knowledge of you to give to other people and tell them how awesome and how wonderful you are. And I thank you that you just give us the eternal life, Lord, and that you give everyone a chance to become part of you, Lord. And I thank you for everyone this morning. I pray that when they leave the church this morning, that they leave saying, I am a light of the world. I am not a lampshade. And I just thank you so much for everything that you've done for us. In your name, amen.